Thank you for calling Local Splash. My name is Shalette. How may I assist you today?
That voice sounds so familiar. How are you doing, Shalette? This is Kevin with Rainbow Waterworks.
Hi, Kevin. How are you today?
Yeah, great. Do you remember me?
I think I do. However, your account opened up. I do recognize your name.
Yeah.
But your account opened up to Reuters Plumbing.
Yes.
And you just said Rainbows, right?
Oh, I probably did because I'm Rainbow Waterworks on Pipe Protection System. That's my other company.
Okay. Well, then I definitely remember you here. Yes.
Did I say Rainbow or said Reuters?
It's Rainbow.
I did. Wow. That's crazy. Okay. So I've been trying to get a hold of Perry, and I know my account opened up again, and they're charging $135, but I'm having such a hard time trying to get the, like, there was information that he needed. It's been so long. I've tried three different options, and it's just none of them is working. And it's about getting the $1 million loan, or not loan, but a liability. And so I just want to cancel the order.
For the Google guarantee?
Yeah. Whatever I have with you guys. If you said that I have $300 and something in credit, if I would go further, I've been trying to go further with it for a long time. That's just, I'm getting no success.
Okay. So I do have to refer that to him because I don't deal with, the Google guaranteed. Now, and I've actually tried to contact him this morning about something else, and he hasn't responded yet. So I don't know if he's just not in the office just yet. So I'm going to refer this to him that you're wanting to cancel that. On the other hand, you said everything with Lowell Splash. You are also wanting to cancel your basic subscription with us. Were you saying that as well?
Yeah, because, you know, everything that he's asking for, I'm stuck in between. I've invested money, but I can't go any further without a certain credential, and that credential is the liability. And for some reason, he couldn't get a hold of the guy who was responsible for the liability. I tried to contact. I have general liability of another company. But again, it's an extra added cost that, right now, I'm not really willing to take on. Before I was, but that's now in time past.
Okay. Well, in both cases, I'm going to refer you to two different departments. One that will help you with the cancellation of your basic account, and the other would be very specific to do with anything that's outstanding, you know, that in order to cancel the Google guaranteed that you were. But I do want to say, just in case, you know, one doesn't affect the other. In other words, if you don't go forward with Perry and Google Guaranteed, it doesn't stop your basic account with us. It doesn't affect your basic account. And they count you've had before you even discuss Google Guaranteed. Google Guarantee is an extra product.
So what do I have with you, just to be clear?
Okay. So
can you help
basically.
Can you help me get on to the, because I have a new computer. Can you help me get on to the last thing?
Okay. Yes.
So I'm at the computer right now. Let me turn it on. Because I got a new computer.
And I'll help you with this, but again, if you're wanting to cancel, I'll have to send it to another department. But go ahead and tell me when you're ready, and I'll tell you where to log in.
Because I remember having this conversation before.
I was just going to say, and if you don't want to have repetitive conversation, if you're deciding, well, I want to cancel, then you know it's best for me to have this another department call you that will help you with that. But if you're wanting to just know what's going on with your account, let me help you log in.
Okay, so it says, oops, looks like your subscription is not active. There's reactivate your account now. But you guys sent me 135, so I know it's active.
Okay, it shouldn't say that, so let me look in here, okay? So I'm in your dashboard, and it doesn't say that, so tell me. So let's find out. Okay, so are you logged in with your phone number as a username? You're at my.localsplash.com?
It says local splash. It says advanced reporting. I'm not sure that's the home station.
Okay.
It says home, leads, website, listing.
Okay. Sure. Okay. So then, which part, where are you exactly when you see something saying your subscription isn't active?
It says, oops. Looks like your subscription is not active. Reactivate your account now to keep your online information active and see your advanced reporting.
I see. What you need to do is clear your cache, like cached images, because I'm in your live dashboard. Let's see. So on every device is different. Are you searching, say, on... Are you on Google Chrome?
I'm trying to clear my cache. How do I do that?
Okay.
Clear my cache. How do I do that? Because right now...
It's basically showing you an old image. It's showing you an old image. And because your account is active. And so what happens is our devices show us the last version of what we looked at quicker. And sometimes to see what... actually current and live, we have to clear our history, our cached images.
This was on book, like I have it on bookmark.
Right, I know. I mean, okay, so are you searching when you did this? If you're on Google Chrome, I know how to lead you to do it. If not, we'll have to find the other way. So when you search, what were you on? Are you on Google Chrome?
No, I just went to my, you know, like when I turned the computer on, then I went on Google Chrome, and it says Google and everything. Then I went up to the far right where it has history, then bookmarks. I went to
perfect.
Bookmark, right?
Okay.
And I have a bookmark now.
That's fine.
That,
so now I got what you're doing, where you are. So go back to that same menu. Where you see history.
Okay.
Click on history.
Okay, history. Right.
And then for me, when I click on history, then it gives me a list. At the very top, it says history again, and then it says recently closed. I click again on the, so I don't go to the recently closed. Right above that where it says history, I click on that.
Okay, I'll do that.
Now, three choices for me, and the bottom one says clear browsing data. You click on that.
On the very, very bottom?
Well,
oh,
right,
okay,
for me on the left.
It's on the left. Okay, so clear browsing data?
Yeah, now when this opens, there's several choices. And for me, one is browsing history, one's cookies and other site data, and the bottom one is cached images and files. That's the only one that I would ask you to put a check mark in.
Okay. So it says browsing history, download history, cookies, and other data, cache, image, and...
Right there. Okay, put a check mark there.
Okay, so
and
then I should take off all the check marks off of everything else and just leave that one.
Yeah, I mean... You know, it doesn't hurt anything if you do all the rest, but it's better, it's easier if you don't do them all. And the reason is because anything that you were automatically signed into wouldn't sign you in again automatically. So we just want this bottom one.
Okay.
To do with pictures.
Cache, image, and file. So I do
that's
that.
That's right.
So clear.
And then clear data. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Then, we either, We can try just refreshing your page if you have it open where you were logged in, or we start the login process over after this.
Yeah, I'll just start. Let's see. So now I turned it off. Go back to Google, then go back to the bookmarks, then go to the local Flash.
Okay.
That still says the same thing. Yeah, so it didn't work.
It didn't, okay, so then let me do it differently with you for some reason, okay? Let's just go out there and type in my.localsplash.com.
Okay, hold on a second.
Clearing images should have worked for you, I believe. Really, I feel like it should have been enough.
So, you want me to go to Google?
Yeah, I'm going to tell you. Go type in, and type in the address bar, not the search bar, my.localsplash.com.
Is that the one at the very top with the lock over there? So it's Google.
Yes. Yes, exactly, okay. Right there.
So type in what?
my.localsplash.com.
There it is right there. Okay.
Okay, so at this point, is it asking for your username and password? What happened? Hello?
Can you hear me?
Now I do. There you are. Okay.
Well, I don't know why, but okay.
Okay.
So,
is it asking for your username and password, or where did you end up?
No, when I put local splash, then it went straight to another page where it gives me all the options, local splash, local splash, local CEO service. Then it says local listing management, login. Then it says local my business.
Okay, that's not what it should be. So let's try it one more time up in that address bar.
Address bar again. Do I put www?
You don't have to. Just the word my and then a dot.
My dot.
Local. Splash. Dot com. Because when we're putting an address in, it's supposed to go straight to it. Unless you're on a cell phone, then it won't.
Okay. that. Okay. That went straight to the same website, but it still says, oops, looks like your subscription is not active. So it went straight to that one.
Okay, because your subscription is active, and I'm logged into an active subscription looking at it. And so I don't see why you can't, why, if you hit refresh the page, which shouldn't make a difference, I think we need to go back to your history again and clear it. Clearing your history should be clearing that, because it is active.
So, clear browser. Now, if I clear my history, it's going to...
Well, cached images should be enough. If you clear more than that, it will ask you to type in passwords.
I don't want to do that because I'll mess up everything.
So let's just try the cached images again then. Just that, okay? I used to do everything too and realized I don't have to. And I do this, what I'm asking you to do, quite often. Just every time somebody
else. I'll do that. But where it says 61 passwords, I left that unblanked, unchecked. And autofill data, I left that unchecked. But,
okay, perfect. You don't want to mess with that.
Right. Okay, so.
See, I don't even see that much information when I do it.
There's no history. Yeah. Darn. So do what now? Go straight to the same thing?
All right. Yeah, let's try to get back in.
Okay, so now I see locals. This is 323-979-2822, which is my phone number. How do I know what my password is?
Okay, let me give you that. Yeah. Hold on. If I can see it. Yep, it's Net Photos.
Net Photos, that's my password?
Yes, and there's no space and no capitals. So run it together.
NETPHOTOS?
That's correct.
And my username is the phone number?
That's right.
979-2822. Net Photos, huh? That works the same thing too. The password. So I'll put in no capitals and
no capitals. Net Photos. Well, if it took you to the same place, you're actually logging in. I want to show you. I feel like if you go to a different device, if you wait a day or something, there's some reason that you're not seeing the updated version, but I can assure you.
What about on my phone?
Yeah, let's try it, okay?
All right. So can you hear me?
Yes, I do.
All right. So go to Google Chrome.
Or just at this point on your phone, you should be able to just go anywhere that you normally would type something in, whatever your phone opens up to.
Local Splash. Oh, you said my local splash, right?
It's my.localsplash.com. Of course, on the phone, we don't have an address bar and a search bar, so it's going to end up making a search anyway, right?
my.localsplash.com. Name, Kevin Autofill. Oops. Looks like your subscription is same thing.
Oh my gosh. I don't understand it. Let me show you something, okay? Just a moment.
Okay. It's one of the frustration things I've been going through with this.
Because I assure you, your account's active and you shouldn't be seeing that. And I don't even know. I just don't know why you're seeing that.
Yeah, it won't allow me to go into anything.
Okay. One moment. Okay. KevinScoggins19@gmail.com. Is that still your current email?
Yeah. But something something popped on that says Sticky Keys. Do you want to turn on Sticky Keys? Sticky Keys lets you use the Shift-C-T-R-L and ATL or Windows log logos keys to pressing on the key at any time.
I don't know how to use those. Or I think that usually happens when I accidentally hold the key down too long. I don't really know what that means, and I don't know, so I couldn't guide you on that.
Right. Okay.
I'm just going to send you an email real quick and show you, I'm going to show you what I see when I log in, the first thing I see, okay? And then, because we're going, I don't know why you can't see it right now, and I'm sure that you would be able to tomorrow. If it's just not updating for you, at the same time, I'm going to show you any reports that you want to see from in here. So I just sent you an email to kevinscoggins19@gmail.com. And then I'm going to look up some additional information. And I can, you know, get your report on any one of these pages.
So you sent it to Kevin Scoggins?
19@gmail.com.
Yeah, that's it. I don't see it. The last one that I see is first pipe and supply. Let me see if it went to spam.
Well, that's okay. You know how it is when you're watching for an email. It can just take a minute sometimes. And yeah, go ahead and check spam too, because that happens. Okay. So this is sent. So just wait a minute. Let me make sure that's sent. Yep. It is sent. So just keep looking for a moment.
There it is. Local Splash. Okay. Click on that. Okay,
so that's the way it should look. That's what I'm seeing. And So when I'm in here, let me just look at other pages, okay, that you're not able to see for unknown reasons right now. Let's see. I'm going to look at Google Insight, Google Listing Actions. Five calls in June. Okay, website visits, six visits in June. Now, May was a slower month, but June has picked up over May. Of course, we're in July now. But anyway, bottom line, Kevin, I don't know why you can't see your dashboard. I'm just going to check something in your billing, okay? Yeah, there's never a time that your account has always been current. There isn't a time that you should see that.
Well, when I click on reactivate my account, I mean, it shows billing, $129 a month, details, seven shifts, and already took my money. So.
Yeah, so you wouldn't have to pay.
Right.
You don't have to pay.
I don't have to pay any money a month, do I?
Well, in other words, you paid $129 yesterday.
All right. It came up to be $135. And it's only $135.
Well, that's doesn't make sense. You're in.
Yeah. In my bank account, it shows local splash $135. Because it's charging me extra.
Okay, but we're only billing $129. And
okay.
Kevin, this is really strange, actually, because the only people that have a difference are people that are in Canada, and we bill $129, and they might have to pay $186 or something, you know, in Canada, you know, the difference in money. But our bills are all $129.
I'm going into my bank account right now.
Okay.
Clicking on my personal account. So personal account. Local slash. Okay, $129. Never mind.
Okay, good. Good. Okay. Well, Kevin, here's where we are. You know what we do, and without the Google guarantee, I'm notifying Perry that you want to talk to him about that. If you're wanting to cancel your whole account, then another department would call you.
Let's forget about the canceling. Let's just try to figure this out first.
Okay. All right. So I'll have him talk to you about Google Guarantee. What I'm going to say is I don't understand why you can't see your dashboard, but, you know, if you do a search on Google right now, you know, for a plumber in your area, you're the first one, and that is what we do for you. And let me just double check other things that are going on in your account. But we definitely need and want to be able to get you into your dashboard. So what I'd like to do, because let's see, I'm trying to think how we can help you with this, because if there's a problem that we can replicate, then I have something to tell them, here's what's not working. But if it's working on my end and not on your end, then it's more difficult. So because if they check it, they'll say, well, it's working like I see it, right? But we know it's not working for you because you're telling me it's not working. And so that then I've done what I know normally works. And so why you actually see a button that's asking you to reactivate and pay, right?
Yeah. Yep.
Have you ever had more than one account with us?
Like, what do you mean?
Have you, well, there are some businesses with us that have more than one account. They just have different accounts with us. And not that I've ever known with you. I've only dealt with this, Reuters Plumbing.
Well, all I've done is try to turn it on and, try to use it and then put it on inactive and then put it on active and put it on inactive. That's all I've done with you.
Oh.
Never really used this account because I've been trying to get a hold of the insurance company to give Perry the information, and Perry's been doing work, so it's never really got any further. You know what I mean?
Well, what you and Perry do for Google Guaranteed is not the same at all as logging into the local Splash dashboard. Okay?
I guess what I'm trying to say is since opening up the company with you, all my transactions have been with you on the phone trying to just understand this thing. And then waiting for Perry to get back with Google Guaranteed. Because I remember the first month I was with him, I paid all this money, and then I did a background check, and then then they needed more information. So that's how I put everything on inactive. I called you again and then said, you're going to have to put it on inactive for 6 months. I did that and then activated again. And I did it again. You know what I mean? So those are the only accounts that I have is just with trying to open this up and then trying to go with, because you said local or Perry's different than you, right?
Perry is part of Local Splash, but he only is dealing with your Google Guaranteed. Google Guaranteed is an additional product, the lead service with Google. It's a really good one. And that's why you went through the background check, was for that lead service. Okay.
Right.
So at the same time, what I'm going to do, I'm going to have either way, Perry needs to talk to you because that part of it is important. You're not able to get that insurance and you need to cancel that part anyway, right?
Right.
The Google Guaranteed, or at least discuss with them what else you could do if there's an option. So your regular part of your account, the part where you can't get into your dashboard, what I'm going to ask is that we wait one day. I'm going to have Perry call you today, okay, because I can see he's in now, okay? Perry will call you today. He only deals with the Google Guaranteed. The part about not being able to get into your dashboard, I'm going to wait one. I'm going to see if I can find out any information, how to help you, and also wait one day and have you, because it shouldn't be able to say active, inactive. Hey, can you send me screenshots?
Yeah, sure. Off my phone, I'll do that.
Either way. So if you can screenshot what you see when you log in, that would really help. Then I can show them this is what he's got.
Okay, so here, how do I do that? MyLocalSplash.com. MyLocalSplash.com.
My.LocalSplash.com.
My.LocalSplash.com. He doesn't do it well on the phone. So hold on.
Trying to talk, speak it in. It's just not going there.
Okay. So now screenshot. Okay, so who do I?
Okay, so are you able to email it or do you want to text it?
I'll text it.
All right, let me send you something so that you can just reply to it, okay?
Or I put new message, so do you want it so I can type it in right now?
All right. Type in 877.
Yeah, hold on. 877.
635.
635.
6225.
6225. 877-635-6225, right?
That's right.
You just press pound send?
Yes.
Okay.
You see, what you saw, the screen that you were talking about, is the screen that you should have seen while you were on hold. But when it reactivated yesterday, that should go away, and it usually only takes about 24 hours to go away on its own. And the fact that I don't see it now is the part that's throwing me off.
Because it's been more than 24 hours. You guys reactivated.
Yeah.
And, you see what I sent you?
Not yet. Didn't come through.
Yeah, it shows that it was sent.
Okay.
1 minute ago.
Let me give you a different number to send it to.
New message. Go back this way. Okay. Okay. Just send me a text and I'll send it back.
I did send you one, actually.
You did?
Uh-huh.
Because... then send it again, like, please, because I had the one where I sent you. Yeah, I didn't see it.
Okay. I'm questioning if something's wrong with this. Here, can you type in a message, and I'm going to give you a different number, okay? It doesn't use our 877 number, so start making a new one right now.
Okay.
And I'm just going to give you a new number.
Message now. Message. Okay.
Tell me when you're ready and I'll give you the number.
Start chat. I'm trying to find new messages. Okay, what do you want me to do now?
951.
951.
221.
221.
4111.
4111.
Okay.
Okay. All right, and now do a screenshot again.
Yeah, send the screenshot to that.
Not sent. Tap, try again. I want if you send me one, and then I could reply to it.
Okay. Thing is, I did. And if I do it one more time and it doesn't go through, I'm going to tell you that our manager this morning asked us to let him know if we see any text messages today because he was questioning if they were working. So,
the culprit.
Let me see. Send screenshot here. I'm sending you it. Now, yep, okay. Here it comes.
All I see is the one I tried to do for...
Okay. Okay. So, do you know how to email from your phone? I think we have a text problem that's on our end, okay?
Okay, so my email?
Yeah.
All right. So, respond to the email?
Yes, because I sent you an email, so you can just respond to that and make an attachment on it.
So... Reply, no, just reply, right?
Yeah.
Reply, and then screenshot. Check file. Did you get it?
Okay, let me check.
I sent you your stuff. Hold on a second.
No, I see. Oops. Looks like your subscription is not active. I see your screenshot.
You see that? Okay.
I do. Mm. It'll show you what I sent and that. So we're good. Okay.
Right.
And Perry's letting me know he's going to call you today. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And because now he's in, so. He said he'll call you today. I'm going to send that to our technicians because it has to do with, like I said, it's supposed to update within 24 hours, but it didn't. And so they, even regardless of what I see, I'll let them know that it's still not updated for you. And then let me follow. Perry will call you today, he says, and let me call you tomorrow to see if that came off. Okay? Will that work?
Yeah.
Okay. Any other questions that I can help with right now? I think that'll be gone tomorrow, and if not, we'll take it to the next step, whatever that is.
Yeah, that's it. I mean, to be clear again, so for this being activated as $129 a month,
mm-hmm.
And what happens if I decide not to do it the $129 a month?
All right, so that's only month to month. If you ever decide not to continue, you just let us know. let, you know, you let us know. We only ask for like a 3-day notice before any billing cycle.
But what happens? I won't be able to use the Google anymore? Is that what happens?
Well, what would happen is we'll no longer be working to keep you up on the first page of searches, and you wouldn't have this website anymore either.
But remember I asked this website, this is Reuters, the website is reutersplumbingco.com, or which one is
it? No. I mean the plumbing contractor montebelloca.com.
Oh, then I wouldn't be seen, in other words, right?
Well, okay. The website we created, we wouldn't continue to support unless you choose. Some businesses choose to just have us host the website only, where we're no longer actively working to keep them up on Google, but they still want that website out there. And so, in which case, some businesses will pay us just for hosting only, and it starts at $49 a month. And
that sounds better.
So that keeps the website up. With your Google listing, we don't do anything to actively take it away or make it go away or anything like that. It still exists. And, you know, sometimes some people are ranking really well. It may stay for a while before it starts falling. But in general, the work that our company does is to make sure it, you know, is to keep you ranking well. So, again, you know, it's best to continue and to keep you up there. But if you ever did cancel, we're not doing anything to make it disappear. It will over time begin to fall down. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
And you can opt in about the website only, to keep posting the website only. So if that's something you decide or think about, just, you know, consider it within 3 days before any billing cycle.
Okay.
So.
Right. Okay. At least the $49 will still be up there. But it won't be up at the top, like you said.
Yeah, the website will still exist and be up there, and, you know, you may stay up at the top for a little while, but then it'll begin to fall, but you'll still be there. You know, you'll still exist.
Right.
Well, the hosting only is about website only. That's it. You know, we're no longer responsible for your Google listing. Whatever happens with your Google listing, we're not doing anything with it anymore. You know? And, let's see. Oh, somebody got your email and they're talking to me about it. Just one moment, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I let him know I'm handling that. They saw your email come in and they were wondering what to do next. Okay.
Oh, okay.
All right. Oops. So, anyway, so for now, your account remains active and when it reactivates, we check over everything. And Perry will call you today about the Google guaranteed, what you're doing or not doing moving forward. And, I'm going to follow up with you tomorrow to see if, you can see your subscription active again. Okay?
Okay.
Anything right. else for today?
No, I think when I deleted everything, I can't even see my other plumbing company. Because I have Reuters, or my other email address, it should say Reuters Plumbing Co. It doesn't.
Email or?
In my email. Yeah. I'm supposed to have Reuters Plumbing Co. It's not here. Okay, so I'll have to figure this out. I can't even get into another one. Because I have Reuters Plumbing Co. as another email address.
And But you didn't delete your usernames and passwords, though. I thought you did not. No, I didn't.
This is weird. I'll have to figure this out. Okay.
Thank you so much. All right. All right, Kevin. Bye. Thank you.